Protections for some wetlands and streams have been rolled back by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Trump administration. The affected areas are called ephemeral streams. They only flow part of the year in isolated wetlands, which are not directly connected to larger bodies of water. They're no longer considered waters of the United States under a rule that resides within the Clean Air Act. Advocates came up with their own name for it, the Dirty Water Rule. It was approved in April while most of the nation was shut down due to coronavirus. WUSF's Jessica Mazzaro spoke with Jenna Stevens, who's the state director of Environment Florida.
What this rule essentially does is it narrows the scope of what a water of the United States is to what like that was way back under like the Reagan era of what a water of the United States is. So it's a very narrow scope of protections, unfortunately. And, you know, it's hard to say all of the reasons why this was done, but we can say with some certainty that this was done because there are interests that would like to have less waters regulated.
What's the potential impact of not regulating these waters in Florida?
Yeah, so I think some of the big impacts that we can see. So if we're no longer protecting isolated wetlands, we're allowing them to be A, polluted, or B, filled in and dredged completely so that they just don't exist really. And some of the impacts of that is that if we're losing more wetlands in Florida, we're putting our communities at greater risk of flooding during storm events. Wetlands serve a really unique purpose here in Florida. They help to hold stormwaters or floods during high rainfall events, allowing our communities to be safer in the face of these storms by preventing that flooding. Additionally, they kind of function as the kidneys of our ecosystems here in Florida. They help to filter out pollutants so that when water does reach our larger bodies of water, there's less pollutants in that water to begin with. So there's less work that our water treatment facilities have to do. Our downstream waters are cleaner. Our groundwater is cleaner. All of that is helpful to the health of our waterways in Florida. We already have a huge amount of clean water issues from red tide to blue-green algal outbreaks over the last couple of summers. And what this could do is really, it can do nothing to help the situation. It can only make the situation worse.
So this was finalized in April when the nation was pretty much shut down due to coronavirus, right?
I mean, I think at a time when our nation's priority needed to be on the health and safety of our communities, the continued focus of the Trump administration on rolling back some of our most basic bedrock environmental protections is pretty absurd. Their focus should not have been on dismantling the Clean Water Act and instead should have been on protecting public health. And personally, I think access to clean drinking water is a huge part of public health, which is why this rollback in particular is so concerning.
And what's being done about this? You know, are advocates or lawmakers jumping in at all to try to reverse this?
Yeah, absolutely. Millions of Americans across the country submitted comments to the EPA urging them to not roll back the 2015 Clean Water Rule and then urging them not to reduce protections in their new version of the rule. Obviously, they have now done that, and we're seeing in Congress that legislators are standing up for this. On May 8th, Representatives DeFazio and Napolitano filed the Clean Water for All Act, which would halt the Dirty Water Rule and restore protections for our wetlands and streams across the country, meaning cleaner and safer waterways for all Americans.
Jenna Stevens, State Director for Environment Florida, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for taking an interest in the issue.